Let the church say amen. Amen. God is good. And all the time, God is good. I know that we are here with heavy hearts this morning, because we lost one of our own. Not only was he a brother in Christ and a church, avid church worker, but Brother Miles was also a friend of many of ours. But nevertheless, somebody said it this morning that the work of the Lord must go on. We're sad, but we're happy because we had Brother Miles for as long as we did. And we should be ever thankful for that, if for no other reason. Brother Miles was, he was different things to all of us, I'm sure. We here at the church will remember him mostly for his picnic, I guess, that he has led for the last 11 or 12 years, or maybe even longer, 14 years, I might say. But nevertheless, we miss Brother Miles, but we must carry on. With that said, let us go to God in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we have been blessed to be able to walk into the church this morning, praise your name, call out thy name in prayer and worship service and in song. Now, my Heavenly Father, as we move on into the main service part of these services, we pray that the things we do and say might be found favorable and acceptable in thy sight. Father, we pray for the Miles family who is grieving, as well as this family here at Stony Island who's also grieving, and I'm sure there are many other congregations where they're grieving at. But Father, we just want you to know that we consider Brother Miles our own, and we just want to take up with you, O Lord, in his name's sake. Thank you, Lord. Father, which art in heaven, we pray for the sick and the shut-in this morning. We pray for the leaders of this congregation this morning and the brothers who have taken part in the services thus far, and to all who shall come from this point on. We thank you, O Lord, and we pray, O Heavenly Father, for those, as I said, that may be sick and shut in. We pray for those who are incarcerated this morning, O Lord. As we remember those who are behind prison bars, let us not forget them, O Lord. Father, we thank you for everything you do for us. We thank you especially for sending Jesus, your Son, down into this world to hang, to bleed, to die, and then to be raised up again. We thank you, Lord. As we come on this Sunday morning, O Lord, we just ask you to watch over and keep us now as we move on into our services. Be with us and take care of us, Lord, and stretch your arm out from heaven and put it around us, if it be your will, O Lord. In Jesus' name, the one who went to Calvary's cross, we ask it all. Amen. This morning, the scripture was read for your hearing from the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. We're going to pick it back up in verse number 12. Now, if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty and your faith is also empty. Yes, we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he did not raise up, if in fact the dead do not rise. For if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most pitiable. This morning, for just a few minutes this morning, we want to talk about rejoice and be glad because Christ is risen. During this time of the year, we are filled with ideas of rabbits and eggs. It is much more to the story of Christ than man-made ideas, though. We should be glad that the Bible is the truant word of God and it declares that he arose. It's not a maybe, not a perhaps, and certainly it's not a superstition. It is positive and for certain. An angel attested to the fact in Matthew 28 and verse number 6. As the ladies approached the tomb, he is not here, for he is risen as he said. The angel spoke these words to the ladies who had come to the place where Jesus had been placed. For us today, we do have and serve a living Savior and not a crucified one. If you're serving a crucified God, then you're serving the wrong God. Rejoice and be glad to know that Christ is risen. Perhaps today, people today like to hear from witnesses when something has occurred. So let us look at some witnesses to the risen Lord. There were the women. As they arrived upon the first day of the week at the beginning of dawn, somebody ought to get to church on time with that. At the beginning of the dawn, they went seeking Jesus. We should be seeking him every first day of every week at his church. We should be glad to meet him on Sunday morning. Watch the words of Matthew 28 and verse number 5. The angels answered and said to the women, "Fear not, ye, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified." In verse 6, he told them, "Jesus is risen. He is not here." Then there were the guards themselves, realizing their lives were not so secure as they were. In verse number 4, they began to become as dead men. The disciples were witnesses also. And John, if you flip over with me, to John 19 and verse number 20. John 20, verse 19 and 20. In verse number 19, "Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled, a fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, 'Peace be with you.' And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord." So the disciples were also witnesses to Jesus getting up. Thomas was only one of the 12 who was missing. In verse number 25 and verse number 28 of John 20, we see he was missing. But he was convinced 8 days later by Jesus himself. Finally, in 1 Corinthians 15, he was seen of over 500 brethren at once. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse number 6, let us read that also. It says, "After that he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remains to the present, but some have fallen asleep." These many people had no reason of which to lie. Yes, we can be sure that the God we serve is real. He is not represented by a bunny rabbit. But he was raised up by God Almighty according to the scriptures. And the same scriptures are just as real now as they were then when they were written. The Bible is right. And you can trust in God's word to be right. We should rejoice because he went up to heaven. There were eyewitnesses to his ascension into heaven also in Acts chapter 1, around verses number 10 and verse number 11. He boarded a cloud and went up, and two men standing by gave the crowd a promise. Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing into heaven? This same Jesus, which was is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come again in a like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Church, Jesus is coming back one day, and we don't know when nor where, but his promise is real. So what is Jesus doing while he is in heaven? He's preparing. According to John 14 and verse 2, he's preparing a place for us. He said, I go to prepare for you. He is helping us. Do you remember what Paul said of him in 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter? After asking Jesus for help for his infirmity, Jesus told him, my grace is sufficient. Church, God's grace is sufficient for all of us. His grace will get us through. He may not fix the problem. He's able to, but he may not fix the problem. But he's able to cover us with grace. His grace can cover. You should be glad this morning that Jesus is the risen Lord. Look at chapter number 15 of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Look at verse number 12 again. Now if Christ is preached that he has been risen, that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. I believe in the resurrection this morning, church. I believe that the resurrection was real, it is real, and it shall live down through the annals of history as one of the greatest feats ever known. Because we serve a living God. We do not serve a God that is still in the grave. All the other religious organizations have leaders that are mostly gone and no longer is with us, but Jesus is still with us, church. I noticed that there's a trend going on in today's society. I remember when I used to go to school, my mother would take a patch and patch my jeans if they got a hole in it. That doesn't work today because the more holes that are in it, the more they cost and the raggedy they look, but it's in fashion today. I don't understand the church, but I noticed that, and I just thought I'd bring that out to you to let you know we can't follow man's whims. Man will lead us down a wrong path. They tell us today that we should be looking for eggs. I don't want to use that word. We should be looking for eggs and chocolate-covered bunnies. No such thing. But yet, we are caught up in this day. And we are caught up in this day for all the wrong reasons. Everybody ought to be at church today. They should be here every Sunday, but they ought to be here especially today so they can get a lesson on what's real and what's not. And that is not real, church. Right. We should rejoice and be glad he chose us. We were not chosen to carry out a lie. Instead, we were chosen to bring the truth to others. Notice one of our greatest testimonies is that of letting others know that God is the God we serve has been raised from the dead. He is not dead any longer. In our text of 1 Corinthians verse 15 and verse number 15, look at it. Yes, we are And yes, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he did not raise up, if in fact the dead do not rise. We should be telling everybody that the dead has risen. Jesus is no longer in the grave. The grave is empty. The tomb is empty. You can be assured, rest assured, that our God is alive and well, living in heaven, sitting on the right hand of the Father. This morning, if we are serving a still dead Savior, we're serving the wrong one. If that be so, watch verse number 17. If Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. If Christ be not raised, we are in our sins still. And we know that if we trust in the Word of God, we believe that Christ is raised, because the Bible teaches us that he is raised. I know our God lives. I know that he was raised from the dead by our Heavenly Father. And as I said, not because of a rabbit with colored eggs. Certainly not because people say that this is the day that Christ was resurrected. I don't know about you, church. But I know one thing. The one thing I do know is that God is real. God is real. I thank our Heavenly Father for this day, the first day of the week where we can come together to worship the living Savior. And the best part of all is that he is coming back. John chapter 14, verses 1, 2, and 3. He has said, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And there will be no rabbit there preparing the place for us. In verse number 3, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. For where I am, there ye may be also. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. God is preparing a place for us, church. And you know something? I don't know of anybody I'd rather have preparing that place for me other than the Lord our Savior, Jesus Christ. Because I'll tell you something. First of all, man has no heaven to put us in to prepare a place for it. Number two, he could not prepare it like Christ can prepare it for us. He could not prepare for us a place in heaven because he doesn't have a heaven. So when you listen to some of the people, you know, the old-fashioned radio shows that used to come on, they tell you to touch your radio. Now, I don't know what good that's supposed to do except make you be encouraged to send them money. But touching your radio ain't going to do nothing for you in terms of your spirituality. But I'll tell you what will. When you walk through the doors of the church, you can find that you're in the house of the Lord. And when you come into the house of the Lord, Jesus is in the midst of us. I know that because the Bible taught me that. I know this because when I read my Bible tells me some things that I know that they'll tell you the same if you look into them. Like I just read for your hearing from John, the 14th chapter, where Jesus is preparing a place for us. Isn't that wonderful to know that Jesus is preparing for us? Jesus is working for us. He is working for us, and like nobody else can. And thank God that he is working for us. So whatever you do today, Just remember to do it in the name of Jesus. If you want to take somebody to dinner today, take somebody to dinner today, but don't do it because it's quote unquote Easter Sunday. Do it because you care enough about them to take them out. And quit believing in all the myths that man has put out there. Just go to the Word of God and you'll find the truth throughout these pages, the Word of God. And I'll tell you something, church. When you find the Word of God, if you don't understand it, get some help. And I'm not the greatest authority in it because I don't understand everything in the Bible, but I know one thing I do understand. I understand how to pick up a phone and call somebody. I understand how that there's much reference material out there that you can read, and then you can call somebody and ask them to explain it to you if you need to. Brother Jackson will help you. Brother Burnside will help you. Brother Carter will help you if you can. But just be careful what you believe. Watch out, because false witnesses are everywhere. But I can tell you this morning that Jesus is a risen God. He is not in that grave anymore. And if anybody tells you that God, your God is dead, tell them they don't know what they're talking about. Because God is not dead, God is alive and well. I know that my God lives because I live. Because if it were not for God living, I don't know where we would be. If it wasn't for God, I don't know how we would make it. We live, I say this every week, and this past week has been even more stressful. I say this same thing, that we live in dangerous times. And I'm going to say to you, I'm going to bring Brother Miles back up again. Brother Miles was so happy last week. He stood up and he talked about his son who had made it out of Afghanistan. Safe and secure. And Brother Miles was laughing and joking with us in the back. And I want to tell you something. Brother Hill and I were one of the last two people he passed words to as he was on his way out the door. But that tells me one thing. That's a learning, an educational moment for me. A teachable moment. That no matter how happy you are today, you may not be here tomorrow. He was talking about Resurrection Sunday, wasn't he, Brother Hill? Said, I'm going to Resurrection Sunday services. Good Friday, I mean. But you know something? No matter how happy you are one moment, God can take you at that very moment. And I don't wish upon anyone the violent scenes of death that we see each and every day in our city. People are just walking through and just aiming a pistol and they don't know who they're shooting. They're just shooting. But I know somebody who's able to quench all of that. And if he was dead, then he couldn't put a stop to it. But my God is alive. And the God you serve is alive. So worship in spirit and in truth the true and the living God. I ask you this morning, if you're not a member of the Lord's church, you need to meet the Lord here every Sunday morning. If you are a member, but somewhere you've walked astray, you can come back by asking God to forgive you and asking the church to pray for you. Well, if I'm not a member, how do I become a member? Well, you hear, believe, repent, confess, and then we will baptize you. Brother Jackson, you able to baptize today? Brother Jackson is able and willing, ready and able to baptize today. But are you ready? Are you ready to give your soul over to the Lord? If you are, you can come forward as we together stand and sing the song of invitation.